Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, yes, right. Okay. 20 minutes away from the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Falcons move on from Parker Romo. So sign Zane Gonzalez. They're adding other players as well as maybe reading into a little bit of how the health is going with the offensive line. We'll get you updated on all the moves the Falcons have made today. Top of the 1 o'clock hour, Brandon Adams is going to join us at 1:20, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast. Talk with him about what Georgia was able to pull off against Florida in Jacksonville on Saturday afternoon. Start looking ahead a little bit to the rest of the college football week and certainly the playoff rankings tonight as well. We'll get to the back page in just a minute.
I'm trying to look, because I wanted to get that last question Abe had on the college football. What group of five? Who's it? Who's leading group of five? Is it
Tulane?
Is it Tulane? I'm sorry. I was trying to think about that. Who is leading that that division right now?
I know James Madison's in like the top four of all those schools.
Okay,
it's a mess because Tulane lost Memphis to UTSA. Right. Memphis has lost. USF has lost. Right. Texas has lost. Okay. Everyone's got one loss.
Okay. All right. I was wondering if there was anybody that was undefeated.
But there. Memphis is the highest ranked group of five team right now.
Yes,
they got a Friday game with Tulane, I believe.
Right. Okay. That's right. This week.
Coming.
This week. Yeah. This Friday. So that's a big one. But yeah, there's that. Also, all of those coaches are now going to be distracted.
It's a possibility that
by the fact
be
that any number of them might get head coaching jobs with these vacancies.
Because it's great. Because I mean, like Lane can't coach all of them.
Nope. And he might not. Coach
he might not coach any of them.
Yeah, that seems to me a pretty decent chance that he stays at Ole Miss. But yeah, I mean, exactly. There's all the schools think they're getting Lane Kiffin.
Yes. all the fan bases.
All the fan bases think they're getting Lane Kiffin. That's right.
You know that his cousin's lawn guy, Lane was in his office while he was outside weed whacking. He overheard Lane tell his cousin that LSU was his dream job.
There you go. So there you have it.
What do you think of that?
I think that sounds right. As we should go with it. Two source verification. Let's report it. Here's the other thing. There's no guarantee that even if he does go there, and
it's going to be good.
It's going to be good. You know, it might just be the perfect spot at Ole Miss. You know, which might be really hard for me to leave it. Like, it just seems like he's got everything he needs right there to be happy and to win, and to, you know, it just seems all worked out. Like, one of these schools is going to get it right with a guy that you haven't heard of. You've heard of him, but maybe a guy you're not that familiar with. And one of these jobs is going to hire, like, LSU took Brian Kelly from Notre Dame. And everyone was like, well, the only thing he couldn't get was the top end recruit there. He's going to win a championship. Nope.
Because the track record of LSU.
He's gone.
Yeah.
So you know what I mean? Like, that was a grand slam hire when it happened. They went to Notre Dame and they took their coach. And now Notre Dame's thrilled because Marcus Freeman's better.
Yes.
And Brian Kelly's unemployed.
Yes.
And LSU's back in the mix.
Yes.
So no one knows.
Does Brian Kelly, I've never ever seen, outside of maybe Jeremy Pruitt, people just don't like a guy. People do not like Brian Kelly.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, people do not like this cat.
Yeah, that's.
And it's like one of the things where LSU is one of the proudest universities there is, especially when you talk about homegrown and you talk about players who love their school, like alums back, and him being like that to them, some of them like that too.
Now there's a pride among LSU alum, LSU football alum especially.
Yes,
that's really like
yes
as passionate and real as maybe any of the schools.
Yes,
so yeah, you have to. And it's not even cater to that.
No.
You just have to honor it.
That's it.
Like, those guys made it.
Yeah.
They made it what it is.
Yes.
You have to take them seriously and, like, be respectful.
Yeah, he real, like, he did what?
Yeah, no.
I was like, oh, okay.
Sounds like the Colts have made a fairly
Yeah, I don't know what the return is yet, but from Rappaport, the Jets are trading Sauce Gardner.
Really?
To the Colts.
After his game, that money. Hmm.
That's a team that's pushing all in this year.
Yeah, I mean,
good for them.
He ain't playing up to his standards. I don't care what nobody says.
Is he playing this week?
Yeah. But
for
what
him
kind
to,
of standards is he playing to
why
on
would
Sunday
the Jets trade him in the AFC?
That's odd, huh? They must be getting a decent little return.
They gotta get something high for him.
Yeah, and good for the Colts.
Yeah, man.
Good for the Colts. Be like, all right, took a while, but we got a pretty good squad. They got a good defense over there.
It's still
we
funny.
Still have them?
And I know you guys were kind of on
y'all got
it.
Them?
Yeah.
I know you guys were on it early, but it is still funny that they're putting together a Super Bowl run with Daniel Jones. Yeah. Like, that's still a wild comment.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. You know what I mean? They turned the ball over 6 times their most recent game and lost. So, I mean, yes, they are definitely good and better than people thought, and that's a big move to make. I'm not going to
They just gave Sauce a new contract extension this offseason.
Well, I
wow.
mean.
Wow. That's interesting.
Colts have rookie quarterback.
Yep.
Cap space.
Yep.
So maybe that's why.
Two first-round picks is the report.
Get the hell out of
wow,
here.
Wow, that is
they give up 2 1s for
return.
Sauce?
good
for the Jets.
Good for the Jets
good
for pulling
Jets.
That off. All right, let's get to the back page.
Really?
Speaking of a proud LSU man, you went to LSU for a little while.
I did. Look, you have to endure yourself to fans. If you're not going to come right in and win something, an SEC,
yeah.
an SEC West, which he may have done, I don't even think he did that.
Yeah, that's what we always say.
You got to come in and win something, or you have to be loved by the fans. He never earned that.
Yeah, you can be a jerk, or you can struggle, but you can't be a jerk and struggle.
No.
And that's what he was
damn
doing.
Sure can't.
And he's not a likable person.
Yeah.
And if you're going to be that guy, you better be winning. And he did not do that.
Yeah, and a lot of this stuff, too, because, you know, sometimes with situations like this, people really like to kick somebody on their way out.
Mm-hmm.
People were saying this while he was there.
Yep.
Like, this is
100%.
They're saying more. You're hearing more stories now that he's not the coach anymore. But this was pretty well-worn territory even while he was down there.
So, speaking of winning organizations, that is what the Atlanta Braves are. And as far as this Walt Weiss hire goes, like, I'm also not sure of – why all the hate?
What's his drink of choice, Bo?
People who?
This is a drink of choice.
Who, Walt Weiss?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Oh, he don't
I'll
come to
he's a relatively like healthy, worky-outy yeah, type guy.
Protein shakes would be my guess.
Okay.
He's a black belt and Taekwondo type dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I've never met he or his family. Hopefully I will now. I'll meet him at least once because they'll probably have like an intro welcome to the club dinner type deal. You know, but look, people need to understand the situation that the Braves are in. This is not a fire the manager, burn the whole freaking team down thing. Snit retired. All right. Last year sucked, but it didn't suck because of Snit, and it actually was held together because of him. And look, despite the offense sucking for the first 2 months of the season, we probably win that division had the pitching staff not got hurt. And I'm talking about all of them because of how the rest of the teams in the division finished the season. So you want to bring in a brand new manager, which I would have been okay with the Dodger guy, but he's going to want a whole new staff of coaches, which the players aren't going to be used to, and that's going to take some time.
Yeah.
So now you get the same continuity, you get the same coaching staff, you get to go into spring training knowing exactly what's going to be expected of the team, and, you know, it is up to the front office now. Alex, go get a couple pitchers. You have to do that because we have no idea of the 5 that got hurt. I think 3 of them had surgery, so we have no idea what their situation is going to be like at the beginning. So.
Right. I mean, the biggest offseason decision the Braves needed to make was how much money they're going to throw at free agency.
Yeah.
Yes.
And improve the roster. Whether they went out and got a first-time guy that was high on a lot of people's lists, or they grabbed another manager that had been successful in other place, or maybe people knew like David Ross or something like that, or did this, like, nobody, I mean, like we've been talking about with college football hires and all this different stuff, like, hires get panned when they happen, or they get praised when they happen.
100%.
Nobody has any idea. Quinn Snyder was universally praised. The Hawks hired him. And it's been
meh. Yeah.
You know? The Brent Key thing. People were so disappointed that was the boring route that Georgia Tech went. And look at where they are right now. Like, nobody knows. Now, again, like I said at 11 o'clock, if you were already of the mind that the Braves are, I don't know, like complacent or it's gone stale or something like that, if that's already how you felt and this is what they did, then that just
probably
confirms how you feel.
But this is the organization telling you that we believe that the players that we have are good enough to move forward with just a promotion of a guy that y'all are already used to leading you. So, and they are. We have a phenomenal lineup. Pitching staff kind of needs some improvement. Yeah, that's most of them are all banged up. So here's Alex Avila, who spent most of his years with the Detroit Tigers. He's now MLB Network, talking about this situation, how he was in a similar situation in Detroit.
And ended up .500 that year, but then went on to make the playoffs the next 4 years. So I think that's another kind of like bounce back for the Braves. And this kind of just kind of solidifies that leadership in the clubhouse with Walt Weiss kind of taking over, you know, after Snicker's retirement. And, you know, it wouldn't surprise me at all. We see the Braves back on top of the East.
Me either.
I mean, yeah. I mean, this team has
that will be the expectation
one of
those going into
2020. Solid cores that are all in their freaking prime.
Yeah.
Yeah. They play up to the standard of what they are, or as you say, like to say, your baseball card. This team is going to contend. Uh-huh. We're going to see this team challenge the Dodgers.
Yeah.
So other news that did happen yesterday, y'all did mention Matt Olson winning his third gold glove. Congratulations to Matty O. Does he have more gold gloves than Freddie?
He has three. Of them.
Same. Three. I think he has three to Freddie's two, maybe.
He ain't better than Freddie.
Freddie, yeah.
He's better defense.
He's a better player.
Not a better hitter.
Not a better player.
He's not a better hitter.
Not a better player.
The contemporary era committee was also, or the contemporary era list of players on that the committee is going to vote on was also unveiled yesterday. We kind of knew who they were, but
is there a limit to how many of those guys can get in?
I don't think so. Well, they got to get 75% of the vote.
Right, but
how is this different from the original one?
It's just a different. It's a completely different committee of guys. This is not the writers that vote for the regular Hall of Fame.
Right.
This is a whole committee that is the contemporary era.
So Barry might get in this time.
He should get in this time. It's Bonds, Clemens, Carlos Delgado, Jeff Kent, Don Mattingly, Murph, Gary Sheffield, Fernando Valenzuela. I can pick a few names.
How is Sheff not in the World Series? In the
How's Lane? Fernando Valenzuela not in there either?
How is Dale Murphy
kind of
slip
by? Exactly. And Murph.
Yeah, we understand. I mean, we keep asking. We've been asking Dale Murphy for years. Why is Sheffield being not in?
I don't know.
So it's a 16-member committee as opposed to 1,000 writers.
Is it the same reason why Barry Bonds and Clemens aren't in there? I didn't.
Who, Sheffield? I would imagine.
Was he implicated?
Oh, that's what it is? Oh, okay.
He was. There were rumors, but there was never anything proven.
Okay.
You know.
I do wonder, though, because those, like half that ballot is guys like that, right? I wonder if that helps Murph.
It should. It should help a few of these guys. I just don't know if they got to get 75% of first place votes.
They all should get in.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, let all of them in.
All those guys should be Hall of Famers.
It depends on how the voting works. If it's first place votes, that means that only one of them would probably get in. If any of them, but several of them deserve
it. Barry Bonds had to go to a veterans committee.
Well, do you think that
to get into the Hall of Fame is
so coincidentally? Victor Kani died yesterday, who was the steroids dealer that accused Barry Bonds of taking steroids.
Oh, really?
He's the one that came out and snitched on everybody.
Oh, he's the Balco guy.
The Balco guy.
I think that has anything to do with this. I don't know, man. He was 75. He was probably on his way out anyway. Probably didn't live the most healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, probably did a lot of steroids.
Maybe, yeah. You think the voters are going to be like, oh, yeah, well, the Balco guy's dead. We can put Barry in now. The same day as this ballot was unveiled?
Or maybe he is dead so Barry can get in. Make sure he didn't have any more beans to spill. You know what I mean?
Maybe.
We don't need more rumors out there.
Yeah, so I don't know. Coincidence? I'm not trying to be
I think it's a coincidence.
Conspiracy theorist or anything.
I'll go with you.
I mean, some things are coincidence. Some things aren't.
Some things are arranged murder.
See? But did they say what were you guys suggesting?
That wasn't what you guys were suggesting.
No, I was suggesting that he got up off that stuff and it took its toll on him.
Oh, I see.
Because I mean, he might have been selling it, but he was using it too.
Yeah. Getting high on his own supply.
Hell yeah.
You're not supposed to do that.
Not according to Biggie Small.
That's what I heard.
Don't get high on your own supply.
That's rule number six.
Hey, guys.
Sorry, commandment number six.
Hey, Joy, 92 of the game. After each Falcons game for the Falcons flyover, it's your first chance to call.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Call and react after every Falcons game is brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons.
All right, we'll come back and tell you what the big story of the day is. Falcons related, personnel related. They've made some moves. We'll tell you who the new Falcons are coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.